the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, sitting here in the world headquarters, University of Madison. Just saw a very patriotic soul driving by, two American flags out the windows. Two. That's how you know they're patriotic.
That's how you know it's out of flag code. I mean, yes, two American flags, very patriotic.
Fancy Brian, patriotism. You know, Republicans often challenge the patriotism of all Democrats for every reason. And they, of course, wrap themselves in the flag, or like Donald Trump, the former, humped the flag on a world stage. Didn't quite understand all that. But wanted to talk about, you know, the Republicans. They were very forceful that Joe Biden should ban all Russian oil. Ban all Russian oil. That was their advocacy. And Joe Biden said, okay, let's do that. Now, Joe Biden can't, you know, do that unilaterally. He does need congressional support. So today they took a vote. And 17 lawmakers voted against the Russian oil ban. And Fancy Brian, I think we should name names and reasons, at least in some of the cases, this reporting from thehill.com. On Wednesday, the House passed a bill that allowed a Russian oil ban and approved additional sanctions against the Kremlin for the attack on Ukraine. The bill received wide bipartisan support, with 414 lawmakers voting yes on the bill. Both Democrat and Republican leaders in the House supported the ban, with President Biden announcing similar moves against Russian oil on Tuesday. However, not everyone was on board with the latest measures to hit the Russian economy. Here are the 17 lawmakers, two Democrats and 15 Republicans, who voted against the bill. Cori Bush, Democrat from Missouri, and Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota. You know we're up there, KTNF land. Omar said in an appearance on the Hill TV's Rising on Tuesday that she would vote against the bill due to the impact it would have on other countries. That's not only going to have a devastating impact on the people of Russia, but on Europe as well, Omar said. When we're having these conversations, they can't be just about the immediate gratifying response that we want to come up with. Instant gratification, I'm kind of down for that. I know Dom is. Republicans, Andy Biggs from Arizona. That guy's always out there in the news. Biggs says he supports a Russian oil ban, but not without a guarantee that the U.S. would work towards energy independence, which for him means what? More drilling, drill, baby, drill. He also condemned reports that Biden is turning to Iran and Venezuela to make oil deals amid the ban. Other Republicans include Marjorie Taylor Greene, shocker. Louie Gohmert, shocker. Gohmert said he could not vote yes on the bill until the U.S. became more energy independent, and Biden committed to not taking oil from dictatorships. You know, unless it's Trump or something. Here is the quote from Louie Gohmert. President Biden's outrageously calloused original decisions on his first day to make America and Europe dependent on Russia, Iran, and Venezuela for oil while he chases a green new nightmare has made the world dangerous for democracy while funding those who will end our freedom. Also on the list of no votes, Glenn Grothman from the great state of Wisconsin.
Oh, what a joyous meatloaf man.
Or Grothman, as the former president used to call him. Now, Grothman or Grothman. Yeah, I'm not even sure what his mama calls him. Still lives with mama, allegedly, you know, in the basement. Ma, the meatloaf. But Grothman, is a no vote. And he was the Trumpiest U.S. congressman in the last session. Makes Wisconsin so, so proud. Another Wisconsinite. Toxic Tom Tiffany. Tom. Now, Tom was mentioned in that lawsuit that we're going to bring up in the next hour. Sort of a, you know, insurrectionist sort. Maybe the 14th Amendment should ban him from the ballot in the fall. We'll see. We'll see. A couple of other names. Dan Bishop from North Carolina. Less familiar with him. And then there's Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz. So you got Marjorie Taylor Greene, Louie Gohmert, Glenn Grothman, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, and Tom Tiffany. What fine company. What fine, fine. Oh, yeah. Andy Biggs.
They're either from Wisconsin or well-known as a crazy.
Oh, yeah. Did I mention Paul Gosar, that guy from Arizona as well? Gosar decried the bill as not putting the needs of the American people first. For a year, we've been living with an American last administration. This bill is case in point on how Americans are the last priority, and Democrats will bend over to help anyone but the voters here. Do you like my voice? Did I do that okay?
The voice is great. I just don't know how this, okay, none of that makes sense.
Okay, a few more names. Clay Higgins, Louisiana. Scott Desjalaris from Tennessee. And here's another favored one. One of the bright ones, Madison Cawthorn. Cawthorn decried the bill as virtue signaling by Democrats and declared the U.S. should not depend on any country for oil. For oil. Oil. That's how they say it down south.
Oil. Oil.
Oil.
Oil. I just want to keep asking him to say it over and over again just to make him do it. That'd be oil. Oil.
Oil. The House had an opportunity tonight. I'm doing the, you know, this is reading on behalf of Madison Cawthorn, Congressman, North Carolina, Tar Heel.
Well, you did live there.
I did live there. The House, he took over for the chief, the chief of staff, the guy that lived in the trailer up in some.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. What's his name? Can't think for a second.
Mark Meadows?
Oh, yeah, that guy. The apparent election fraud committer.
From now on, a half-abandoned RV in the middle of nowhere will always remind me of Mark Meadows. I just want to remind you that Mark Meadows does not live in a place that he resides in that is an abandoned trailer in the middle of nowhere.
Well, after Mark Meadows, after he served North Carolina proudly, then along came Madison Cawthorn, who's actually moving out of his own district to go run in a different district closer to Charlotte and the South Carolina border. Apparently does better in polling there. But here's what he said last night. The House had an opportunity tonight to stand up to Putin with strong legislation blocking Russian oil and implement American First energy policies. Instead, the Suspending Energy Imports from Russia Act was nothing more than virtue signaling by Nancy Pelosi and House Dems. But you know what? We got some other sound of that very same Madison Cawthorn. I think it's on the Rundown Boys. So I don't care who plays it specifically. Little short burst. Very same guy who was complaining, you know, the Putin being. Here's what he had to say about Ukraine and Zelensky. I'm not sure of the number, but play it for the people if you'd be so kind.
Your missiles over to them so they can defend themselves better. But remember that Zelensky is a thug. Remember that the Ukrainian government is incredibly corrupt and it is incredibly evil and it has been pushing woke ideologies and it really does the new woke world.
Ukrainian. Zelensky's a thug. Ukraine's corrupt and they're pushing woke ideologies. Now, does that seem to comport with his statement about the House had an opportunity tonight to stand up to Putin with strong legislation and instead was nothing more than virtue signaling by Nancy Pelosi and the House Dems? Well, compare
virtue signaling.
I mean, what sort of virtue signaling is it calling Zelensky a thug and saying Ukraine's corrupt and, you know.
Oh, and the woke and it's the woke ideology.
Like, well, there's
how does that enter into it? All you have to do is say woke. It's the new 9/11. You just say woke, and people are like, "Yeah, screw them."
I mean, if you're not woke, I know Matt, our buddy Matt in the mornings likes talking about. You know, if you don't know history, you're not woke. Well, if you're, what's the opposite of woke? I'm asleep. I'm asleep at the wheel. I'm nearly comatose here.
I am willfully not knowing things.
Willful ignorance. Call me the ostrich. My head's so far up something. Thomas Massie from Kentucky. Massie said he'd be voting against the bill on Twitter. Well, the ban the Russian oil bill, but made the motion on Twitter due to Biden's lack of plans for energy production and to obtain oil from other dictatorships. Biden has no plan to enable development of traditional domestic energy sources. What about green energy? Oh, those don't count. I forget. His plan is to buy oil from dictators in other countries and use high gas prices to bludgeon American consumers into adopting a leftist energy agenda. So, in other words, if you got a pickup truck, dually, let's say, getting like 12 miles to a gallon, And, you know, gas prices spiked to, let's say, $4 or $5 a gallon. Well, of course, you're going to be forced towards those leftist energy agendas, like maybe buying a more economical vehicle. Hell, something powered by electric. They make electric pickup trucks. Joe Biden drove one. Seemingly, he had a very good time. That's where the economy, that's where the world, that's where the future is, boys, girls, Republicans.
It's so funny how they love the free market and espouse free market ideology, and then when it works and screws them, they get so mad about it.
It is interesting. Sort of irony. 844-967-2789. I should keep an eye on the phones. Hell, for all I know, they're stacked. But that's not true. 844-967. Maybe I haven't given up the phone number enough. 844-967-2789. So let's get to a little bit of sound here. I want to play the Vice President, Kamala Harris. We don't often play her as much as we should, because they don't often let her go out there and say lots of stuff. But Fancy Brian, if you'd be so kind, let's play the Vice President. She is in Poland, and the reason she's there, of course, is because of the massive number of Ukrainian refugees pouring over the Polish border. So, in the words of the Vice President, play cut 10.
I am here, standing here on the eastern flank of NATO to reaffirm our commitment, the United States' commitment to Poland and our NATO allies.
More from the VP, cut 11.
I have been watching and reading about the work of ordinary people doing extraordinary things in this time of great difficulty. And so I bring you thanks from the American people to the Polish people for what you all have been doing.
Well, we stand together with the Polish and the Ukrainians, you know, unless you're Republican, of course. What are we up to? Cut 12?
There is no question that we stand united as it relates to many issues and the particular issue of Ukraine.
In particular, Ukraine. Again, unless you're Republican, you support Putin then. Cut 13, Vice President Kamala Harris. Let's talk about some consequences.
As we have said from the beginning, if Russia were to take aggressive action, there would be consequence. And those consequences, I believe, have been evident, but are a result of the work that we have been doing together as a unified force.
My prediction, pain. A little bit more from the Vice President. Let's support the Ukrainians. Cut 14.
We support the people of Ukraine who have shown extraordinary courage and skill in their willingness and, yes, ability to fight against Putin's war and Russia's aggression.
Did you hear Peter Ducey, Foxy News' Peter Ducey, whining at the White House today? Why is everything Putin's fault these days? You know, gas prices have been rising all year, and now it's Putin's fault. And, you know, Jen Psaki did kind of have to bitch slap him a bit, but she often has to with Peter Ducey. You wonder if, anyways, back to the Vice President overseas in Poland, doing it together, cut 15.
We will do everything together, in partnership, in solidarity, to support what is necessary at this very moment in terms of the humanitarian and security needs of Ukraine and the Ukrainian people.
Unless, of course, you are a Republican, in which case you will probably support Putin, or at minimum crap on Joe Biden and all of his policies, and certainly his vice president, who's traveling, you know, in Poland. So anyways, there's that. That was our Vice President, Kamala Harris. Always good to hear from the VP. Don't hear enough from her. Come back, could hear from you, 844-967-2789. Don't forget, in the next hour, my pal Kirk Bangstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC, talking about the new federal lawsuits, hoping to push Ron Johnson, Tom Tiffany, and who else? Oh, yeah, Scott Fitzgerald, all from the great state of Wisconsin, trying to push them off the ballot. Come back, you could be first in the queue. 844-96-PARTY.
I don't have a message. I don't like to get into taking sides. I think the message on the internet, you can find all sorts of people saying different things.
Hey,